Eric Frickberg is here for the Rural News Update. Hi, Eric.
Good morning.
Start of the Monday morning, well, the working week for some of us, not everybody. Tell
us
about...
A bit early for us, really, isn't it?
Well, it always is. It always is. But we're rearing to go. Now, time. Dead animals. This is a bit of a worry. Could be left stranded on farms because of trouble in international markets.
That's right, Corin. There's a risk of hundreds of thousands of dead animals being left uncollected on farms. That's because the value of leather has fallen. Now, farmers are being told they'll have to pay to have dead calves collected, as they have done for adult cows for years. But most farmers don't want to pay, and the Ministry for Primary Industries is trying to negotiate a compromise. Now, for years, companies like the Wallace Corporation collected dead calves for free. They sold their skin for calf leather for fashion boots, wallets and high-end clothing. But international prices for leather are the lowest they've been since 1976. The fall is blamed partly on COVID-19, partly on synthetics, and partly on people rejecting animal skins for similar reasons to be becoming vegan or vegetarian. And Bernie Linsky of the Wallace Corporation says this is a big problem.
What we're telling the farmers in relation to the collection of casualty calves is that we're prepared to continue collecting the casualty calves, but a fee will apply. If we get sufficient buy-in in the area, then calves will be collected, but the cost at the moment will be $12 per animal collected.
How many animals are you talking about?
Well, we would have expected that this year, under the old regime, that we would have probably collected between 250 and 280,000 calves. The buy-in from the farmers to date would seem to indicate that we're looking at about 25% of that volume with the $12 charge.
What will happen to the rest of those calves?
I think the farmers have got a few options, but I would assume that the majority of the calves will be buried on farm, put into the offal pits.
Now, how satisfactory is that as a solution, do you think?
Well, I don't really think that there is a solution. I can understand that the farmers aren't that happy about the charge, but I think that they've got to really consider the potential environmental damage and the reputational damage that's likely to happen if there's continued on-farm bearing, and particularly of the sorts of large volumes, and particularly when there is an alternative.
That's Bernie Linsky of the Wallace Corporation. Now, Wayne Langford of Federated Farmers says this would not normally be an issue for his organisation, being, as he puts it, a market issue between farmers and the Wallace Corporation or its North Island counterpart, Waitoa Tanneries. But it is a market issue, he insists, because farmers do have the alternative of burying their animals on their farms, despite what Mr. Linsky says.
Farmers have got methods of disposing them on farm. Most of them will be buried and taken care of that way. So, you know, it's nothing that we haven't done in the past and we should be happy doing it. It's a small hole, and those animals compost away, and that's how it goes. Yeah, it's not a major issue on any farm, really.
Okay, and there's no environmental problem with burying the animals?
Not at all. I think all regional councils other than Bay of Plenty allow for on-farm burials, so it's not a major issue.
Similar problems and similar-sized issues affect farmers in the North Island, where Waitoa Tanneries near Morrinsville have to deal with about 250,000 dead calves each year, but doing so for much longer is not economic.
Now, Te Whanau Apanui and Aotearoa Mussel Limited have joined forces to build a land-based mussel spat hatchery in the Eastern Bay of Plenty.
That's right. Te Whanau Apanui will invest $1.2 million in a research and development program. They'll have support from Callaghan Innovation. The program is scheduled to start next month. Now, at present, almost all spat in New Zealand comes from Golden Bay and Kaitaia. The backers of this plan say it'll double the amount of hatchery spat available for the mussel industry. New Zealand earns about $500 million annually from aquaculture, of which almost $340 million comes from exports.
Eric Frickberg, thank you very much for that rural news update.